Joining us for our look at the energy markets is Harry Cooney of GrowMark in Bloomington, Illinois. Good afternoon, Harry.
Good afternoon. Almost said good afternoon, Todd, but I guess it's Dave today.
Well, it is Dave today, and interesting enough that we were just hearing from Elaine Cub on technical charts, because I was looking at a few for oil, and I was looking at the March chart, and I was looking at some Fibonacci retracements, and I was kind of wondering if you are in the camp that maybe oil might soften up down maybe to 93.28 over the next couple of weeks or so.
You know, I liked her talk there about being able to just lay in bed and do some of this stuff. You know, I think I might sign up for that program.
Yeah, where do I sign up for that?
Where do I sign up for that? Just what you said, though, I think has some validity. The market has rallied in crude oil from the December lows, as it seasonally should, but the seasonal rally has kind of got a little ahead of itself here. We rallied crude from 85 all the way up to 98, and yeah, I think there's some room to set back, and those setbacks somewhere in the $92 to $94 range would definitely be warranted. The uptrend would still be intact, but it would just be relaxing some of its recent price run-up. And, you know, a lot of talk has been in the past week or so here about this strong gasoline pump price, and it's kind of got ahead of itself, too. I'm hearing that different reports that suggest that gasoline normally doesn't do this. And all I can say is I look back at a study, Dave, this morning, and gasoline prices have rallied from the December lows by about 17%. But this has all happened in about a month or month and a half. I mean, it's been kind of an exciting move. The past 3 years, though, from the December lows till April 1st, last year, they rallied, gasoline futures rallied 36%. In 2011, they rallied 37%. And in 2010, 28%. And again, those were from the December lows till April 1st. So we've rallied 17% here now. It's come a little faster than normal, but overall, this is what we should be doing. It's just kind of coming a little sooner than what we'd normally expected. But those numbers would suggest that we're just halfway up the rally that we normally have in the springtime.
Therefore, coming a little bit sooner than we might expect. What should producers do about locking in their diesel fuel needs? We were kind of thinking that mid-February is where the window begins to close. What are you seeing?
Well, that's right. Normally we say Thanksgiving to Valentine's Day is the window of opportunity. And all I can say is earlier in that window this year would have been better than later. Still, if you look at prices in diesel fuel, the spot price off of the tank wagon from your local FS supplier versus contracting down the road for springtime, most often, in most cases, that spot market will still be your cheapest. So if you're one of those people that didn't fill up in December, didn't need it for tax reasons, for example, or such, and you still have your tanks on empty, I would still get filled up. We just heard today also talking about some refineries up around the Chicagoland area. One of the big ones might be down a little longer this spring for maintenance than we thought, and then another one up there is going to go down for maintenance in late spring. So having supplies on hand is important. First thing I do is get your inventories filled up.
Thank you much, Harry.
Thank you, Dave.
That's Harry Cooney of GrowMark, and he is in Bloomington, Illinois. I'll be back in 2 minutes with a look at agricultural weather with Don Day of Day Weather in Cheyenne, Wyoming.